You're listening to SBS News.
Susana Garcia's mother was due to come to Australia from Colombia in March last year. Ms. Garcia lives in Sydney and was just weeks away from giving birth, but the day before her mother's flight should have arrived, Australia announced it would be closing its borders.
I started like struggling with all my pregnancy and everything because of lockdown. And I start crying every day, of course, because my mom was not here and she wasn't, well, going to be here for the birth of my boy. I'm the only child as well. I gave birth of my boy and then I started struggling having postnatal depression.
The COVID pandemic threw even more challenges her way as she struggled with postnatal depression and caring for her baby while her husband was at work. She received devastating news from Colombia. Her father and grandmother had contracted COVID-19.
My dad passed away in August, and before that, my nan passed away a month before him because of COVID in Colombia. So that was another trigger there, that of course I couldn't attend to the funeral or anything. And then I lost my job in November. I got redundant because of COVID as well, because I used to work in UNSW Global, which is the side of the international students coming in to the country.
Mm-hmm. She is now pregnant with her second child, and with still no way of bringing her mother to Australia, she says she has severe anxiety over who will help her look after her toddler when the baby arrives. Since Australia's borders closed, more than 100,000 people have applied for a travel exemption for a parent living overseas to be able to enter the country. Many more have applied to leave Australia in order to see a parent overseas. The majority of applications have been rejected. While spouses, de facto partners, dependent children and legal guardians of Australian citizens and permanent residents are allowed to enter Australia, parents are not. The current definition of immediate family is being challenged by a petition to federal parliament, and there have been more than 70,000 signatures. Mothers have come together to urge others to hear their desperate pleas. Sophie Robinson is one of them. She came to Canberra 3 years ago on a state-sponsored visa and now has a four-month-old girl.
I'd really like to go back to work as an audiologist in Canberra, but without any help or support from my family, it's just impossible. So I'm considering a move back to the UK, which, you know, is not something I would have ever considered. I love Australia, but without the support of my family, it's been really hard. I just obviously want them to meet her, but also I want to go back to work. I love Canberra, I love Australia. I don't want to have to leave.
Many migrants have decided to do just that, leave Australia to be able to see their families. But for others, this is not a viable option. Azede Osquipo has two children under the age of four and moved to Australia from Iran 12 years ago to work in IT. Her youngest baby, Zania, is 6 months old, suffers from heart problems and might need to have open heart surgery soon. She applied for an exemption for her parents to come here.
I'm hoping my parents come here and help us with the domestic issue as well as the economy, so I can put myself back together and back to the work. So we really struggle. I applied for the exemption for 5 times and all rejected. I'm hoping government looking to the some way to plan it for us to give us some vision about when we can meet them. So I want you to understand this is not about opening the borders. This is about reuniting the people with their loved ones.
Those that are still here have sought solace and support in the Parents Our Immediate Family Facebook page, a rapidly growing community of thousands of Australians who just want to see their mums and dads. That is where the petition began. Independent MP Zali Steggall and Green Senator Nick McKim presented it to the House of Representatives today.
These women and these babies need the help of their family. And their cries and pleas have been falling on deaf ears by a government that I would say simply doesn't get it. Today I'll be presenting a petition of over 70,500 people, parents, who are petitioning for the Australian government to show some compassion, to adapt their policy to include in immediate family members, parents and visa holders.
While acknowledging the difficulties for extended families seeking to reunite, the Australian Border Force says there are currently no plans to include parents in the definition of immediate family for the purpose of travel exemptions. Peaceful protests are planned around the country in July that will urge the government to recognise parents as immediate family and commit to a plan for families to safely reunite. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus.